buddy.
Yeah, let me pull it.
Oh, I think Wolfhanger changed it.
So he's going to talk a little bit about Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, last week's parsha was, of course, the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Jewish people are traveling, and according to Chazal's Mesorah, it was on the seventh day that they reached the Yamsuf, and the Mitzrayim is pursuing them. And we find that the Jewish people at that point were in a tremendous state of panic. Chazal say that the Jewish people divided into four groups. There was one group that said, let's jump into the sea, not as a matter of emunah, fakir, let's commit suicide, it's hopeless. The other group said, let us return to Mitzrayim and surrender and become slaves. A third group said, let us cry out to the nations of the world, like the United Nations, to help us. They were probably the stupidest group. And the fourth group said, let's try to wage milchama. But nobody had emunah in Hashem's promise. And what happened was that Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the head of the tribe of Yehuda, and according to Gemara in Saita, people of the tribe of Binyamin, jumped into the sea, and because of their emunah, the sea split, etc., and Bnei Yisrael were saved. And this is the miracle that happened on Shavi. This is the miracle that happened on Shavi Shel Pesach. This is Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Yamsuf is just an interesting Dvar Halacha, that we know that on Pesach we say Halal Shalem on the first day of Pesach, and in Chutz Laaretz also the first 2 days of Pesach, but the last 6 days of Pesach we only say Chatzi Halal. So the question becomes, why is there a difference? For Sukkot, every single day of Sukkot, we taka say a whole hallel, including Shemini Atzeres. But when it comes to Pesach, we only say a whole hallel on the first day, and we do not say a whole hallel on the other days. So the emes is, the Gemara asks the kasha, people don't realize, because people will give the other reason that I'll mention, but the Gemara itself gives a reason. The Gemara asks, what's the nafka mina between Pesach and Sukkot? The Gemara in Erchin. And the Gemara in Erchin answers the following way. Every day of Sukkot, the korbanos of Musaf are different. The korbanos of every single day of Sukkot are different. So we regard every single day as a unique and distinct yomtiv, even Chol HaMoed. So since every single day is a distinct and unique yomtiv, and not simply a continuation of the day before, each day has to have its own complete challah. Masha ein kein for Pesach. Pesach, putting aside the Korban Pesach, which is brought Erev Pesach, but the Musaf, the Korban Musaf of Pesach, is the same for all 7 days. It's the standard Musaf of Yom Tov, which is two Parim, two bulls, one isle, one ram, and seven sheep, seven kibbutzim, right? That's the standard Musaf offering. So in Mela, the Gemara says, since the Musafim are the same, then the Torah regards the days of Pesach as one long Hemshech instead of a distinct Yomtiv. So only the first day has a complete Hallel. Now, because you might ask, so why do I even say a half Hallel? The answer would be, it might be, although it's not clear, that might only be a minute. The Gemara says, for example, that's the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. It's only a minute. That's why we do it half. But Ein Chinami, the Chiyuv of Hallel, is Me'ikra did only the first day. So the Gemara itself says, Beferish, that the chiluk between Pesach and Sukkot is the korbanos. When the korbanos are different, every day is different, so you have to have your own halal. Masha ein kein, when the korbanos are the same, it's one long hemshech, it's one long continuity, so you only have a halal the first day. That is what the Gemara in Erchin says. However, one of the Rishonim, the Shivalei Leket, brings a medrash. This is called a Medrash Harninu. This is a Medrash that begins with a drasha on the Pasuk Harninu Hashem Amo. And this is a lost medrash. We actually do not have this medrash, but this is a very, very well-known idea that the medrash says that since at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachi Yesharis wanted to sing to Hashem, they wanted to praise Hashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisa Yadai Tavu B'yam, my creatures are drowning in the sea, the Egyptians. V'yatem Aimrim Shira, you want to say Shira, when my Egyptians are drowning, they're also my people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashtik the Malachim from saying Shira, so we too do not say complete halal. Now again, I want people to understand what part the Gemara says and what part the Medrash says. The idea that the Malachi Hashareis wanted to say Shira, and Hashem said to them, Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayam Vatemayim Rim Shira, that is in the Gemara. That is a memra of Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Megillah. Okay, that is in the Gemara. But the Gemara never uses that as the reason for not saying a full challah. It is only the Medrash, the lost Medrash brought by the Shibali Leket, that says that Svara of Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayam is the reason why we don't say a complete challah. Now that's a very well-known reason. I'm sure you've probably heard it before. But the Taz asked the Kasha on the Medrash Arninu, and the Taz says, well, wait a second, good. So if you're going to tell me that Maisei Yadai Tavu Bayam, so our Simcha is not complete, therefore I only say a half Hallel, that's only on the seventh day of Pesach, right? I mean, Kriyas Yamsuf is the seventh day. So L'chaira, why do I only say a Hallel Shalom on day number one? I should say it from day one to six. And on the seventh day, say a half Hallel, right? According to the Medrash. Bishlama, the Gemara's reason, would apply to everything after the first day. But the Shivali Leket's reason should only apply to the seventh day. So the Taz adds a nice little twist. The Taz says, since the seventh day is Yom Tov, we never want to elevate Chol HaMoed to have a greater status than Yom Tov. In other words, what are you going to say? Let's say a whole Hallel for the 5 days of Chol HaMoed, and then a half Hallel on Yom Tov, so it's kind of, you got to go backwards. If on a Yom Tov you're only going to go down to a half Hallel, so Memela Chol HaMoed gets dragged down, so to speak, gets denigrated, or gets demoted along with Yom Tov. That's what the Taz says, based on the Shibalei Leket. Now, just as a little aside, I just want to point out a very fascinating Nekuda. Yeah.
Wouldn't the Korbanos of Sukkos, they're like, the idea behind it is that, you know, the destruction of the nations. So wouldn't it also be inappropriate in the same way to say Hallel on those Korbanos?
Okay, that's also about the Korban of the nations. Yeah. But on the other hand, since it's not focusing, see, that didn't happen yet. So if that didn't happen yet, the nations could be theoretically destroyed by them doing tshuva, by different ways. In other words, you're not, see, Kriyas Yamsuf, because they Maisa Shehoya, actually involved destruction. But our tzipia for Geula does not necessarily have to involve destruction, because the nations theoretically, even though they won't, but theoretically the Geula could have come through their tshuva. So Mamela, that's not called the Maisa Yadai, that's simply a simcha in the tzipia that their spiritual destructiveness is going to get pachos v'haylech as we get towards Geula. I just want to point out a very, very fascinating thing. This is mamish, an interesting idea in Agadata, where sometimes Chazal were makabel a certain lashon or a certain maisa or a certain quote, but the Chachamim understood the same mimer in very different ways. Rav Yechanan is the one who darshened that. We're okay. Not too much. The electric appliances out of the way. Okay. Yeah. Rav Yechanan is the one that darshens, Bikshu Malachi Hashareis Laimar Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam. Now, what was the mocker of Rav Yochanan? Because again, apparently Rav Yochanan darshened. Rav Yochanan didn't have a halachal Moshe Misinai that this happened, but he darshened it. He darshened it from the phrase that it says that there was a wall, right? Hashem made the water like a wall, and the Jews crossed, and the Egyptians could not breach that wall the whole night. So what's the lashon? V'loy karav zeh el zeh kol halayla. And the pashtus of that means the Egyptians could not reach the Jews the entire night. But Rav Yochanan says that he sees a dimyan between the phrase v'loy karav, they didn't run near, with Bakara Ze El Zaviyamar, when the Malachim say Shira to Hashem, they call to each other and come together. V'loy Karav, the Malachim were not permitted to come together. Now, the Bavli takes Rav Yochanan's statement and uses it in the way the Shibali Leket uses it, although not for Hallel. The Bavli says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice in the destruction of Rishayim, because they are also, all that has to be done, it has to be done, Taka. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're also my creatures. I have Rachmanis for them, I have Chanina for them. We could call this the universalistic ethic of Judaism, in which even the undeserving, we have pity for, we have Rachamim for, we don't rejoice. Now, it's interesting. We don't say be pacifist. We still say, Hashem, after all, is killing the Egyptians. We don't say, turn the other cheek. If they're coming to kill you, hashgein v'harog. But you don't glorify in it. You don't rejoice. You don't make a simcha out of it. And to this very day, we have to say that one of the great ethical qualities of the Israeli army, again, we have, right now the army, we have our issues with the army. I'm not going to say we don't have issues with the army. We have our issues with the Knesset, maybe. The truth is, the matter is, you should have no issues with the army, because the army doesn't want you. the MS is the last thing the army really wants is to have a bunch of Haredim join the army. It wouldn't really be good for the army. So the army is fine with you not going. But be it as it may, but one of the good qualities of the Israeli army is that they don't glorify in bloodshed. And in fact, halachically, they may sometimes act in not a proper way, because the soldiers put themselves at great, great risk to minimize loss of life. The United States itself, when we're looking for Osama bin Laden or whatever we're trying to do, we'll have aerial bombings. Now, when you have aerial bombings, you have what is euphemistically called collateral damage. Some innocent people get killed here and there, but the United States says, gotta do it. Israel goes house to house to house. They don't aerial bomb areas of terrorism because they don't want to hurt people who might be innocent. And there may not even be that many people who might be innocent, but whatever it is. And they go from house to house. And that's extremely dangerous when you have, suicide bombers, you have terrorists, when you have people who use their children to throw bombs or shoot weapons. You open the door, every door you open, you could be met with a bomb. But they do it because, chas v'shalom, they don't want to take an unnecessary life. And that's mushrash from the attitude of ma'aseh yadai tavu bayom v'yatem ma'imrim shira. I'll get to that, because I'll gesture itself. We'll get to that. Now, here's the thing. It's brought down in the Yerushalmi a whole other different explanation of what ma'aseh yadai is. Taking the same lashon of Rav Yochanan and using it pum pakert, the Yerushalmi says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, don't say Shira, is because the Jewish people were still going through the water. They weren't out of the danger yet. Because remember, the Malachi Asharis were also saying the Jewish people don't deserve to be redeemed. And Hashem had to kind of argue with them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basically saying, don't say Shira until the Jewish people are out of the water. See, you see the same words here. We're taking the words, Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam, V'yatem Omrim Shira. Those are Rav Yochanan's words that he put into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Based on the drasha, V'loy karav zeh el zeh kol halayla. According to the Bavli, ma'aseh yadai means the Egyptians are drowning. How can you be besimcha? According to the Yerushalmi, the Jewish people are still in danger of drowning. Don't say Shira yet. So it's fascinating that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are taking the same lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa Yadai Tavu B'Yam, and they are interpreting it in two opposite Jerachim. Now, like the Yerushalmi, I'll give you another Teretz too, but like the Yerushalmi, your kasha is very Miyashiv, right? The kasha he asked is, well, wait a second here. The Malachim are not supposed to say Shira because the Egyptians are drowning. So how could the Jewish people say Oz Yashir, expressing their joy that Hashem redeemed them? And in that Shir, there's plenty of references to Paro drowning. In other words, you can't just say we're Mesameach about the other things. So Alpi the Yushalmi, it's talking very good. Because like Yushalmi, the Avla of Maisa Yadai was simply that don't be Meshabeach Hashem till the Yidden are out of Sakana. Once they're out of Sakana, you know, we don't care about the Egyptians, right? But like the Bavli, it's a good kasha. I'll try to answer that when we go back. Like the Bavli, it's a kasha. My shna from us Yashar. Okay. Sometimes we avoid sometimes historicizing Agada, meaning to say we sometimes, you know, we don't want to say that an Agada of Chazal was influenced by historical circumstance. But it's interesting that, you know, perhaps one might give this machshava that the matzav of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael and the matzav of the Yidden in Babel may have given rise to these two different havanas in the Maisa Yadei Tavu B'Yam. In Eretz Yisrael was under the dominion of the Romans. The Romans, this is after Rome became Christian, the Romans were very, very harsh. The Romans persecuted Jews. The Romans killed Jews, besides destroying the Beis HaMikdash, which is a little earlier. The Romans didn't let Yidden learn Torah. So the Romans are like Nazi Germany. So perhaps one could understand why the Yerushalmi didn't interpret Maisa Yadai as Rachmanus for the poor Egyptians who were dying. Because based on the connection that the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael had to the Umos HaOlam, they're not, I mean, you know, how likely would it be, you know, Hitler, the Nazis, is somebody going to say, oh, the poor Nazis, you know, Hitler had to kill himself, you know. It must have been so hard for him. You wouldn't have that racham in there. So Memela, based on their connection to Edom, they understood Maisa Yadai Tavu B'Yam as basically saying, let's worry about the Jewish people. Mashenkin and Bavel at the time was not under Rome. Bavel was Iraq, ancient Iraq, and it was not under the rule of Rome. Bavel was never under the rule of Rome. Bavel was ruled by what's called the Sassanian dynasty. And the Sassanian dynasty were Persians. Although the Persians were worshippers of Zoroastrianism, the god of light and the gods of dark, and that's why Chazal ben Misakin, Yetzer or Bari Cheshech, that in the day we have to... Zoroastrianism. Zoroaster was the founder of this religion. I don't think it's a practice today. I don't think there's any practicing Zoroastrianisms. But pre-Islam, this is a pre-Islamic religion. This is before Islam kind of took it over. And this was the religion of the Goyim in Babel. And the distinguishing feature of Zoroastrianism was they believed in the god of light. It was the god of light and another god of darkness. And because of this is why Chazal were misakein, that in the day you have to mention that Hashem created dark, and in the night you have to mention Hashem created day, of Midas Yayin Belayla, Midas Lavem. It's clearly because of Zoroastrianism, etc. It's interesting, though, that they did this in Eretz Yisrael too, whereas Zoroastrianism didn't have the same influence. But although the Zoroastrianism, you know, was an Avodah Zarah, but Lagabe, letting Jews keep mitzvahs, Jews, you know, they weren't persecuting Jews. So Memela, you could say possibly that Lagabe, the Goyim, that the Jews in Babel were dealing with, they could talk and say Hashem has rachamim for them as well, right? So you can actually connect the two gishais with these two different versions. But let's go with the Bavli, right? The Bavli is how we paskin. Now, let me mention another thing that's brought down, because again, I want you to clearly differentiate between the Gemara, the Medrash, and what other Rishonim do with the Medrash. You know, during the Haggadah of Pesach, there's a minhag that when we say the ten makos, dam sfardei akinim, we pour out some wine, a drop for each makah. And many say that the proper minhag is to do it with your finger. Other people say you just pour the cup. Now, the reason that people commonly give for this, is once again, since the makais are describing the punishment and the destruction of Mitzrayim, our simcha cannot be complete when other people suffer, drawing on the idea of Maise Yadai Tavu Bayam. Now again, the first time that reason is mentioned, that's a very commonly given reason, and every Haggadah will say it, and it's a very attractive reason. I mean, it's a reason, but it's what you might call a politically correct reason as well, because, you know, it makes Jews look good, that, you know, we care about our enemies, you know, we have rachamim, so it's a very nice reason, which is why it's so popular. But I just want to point out, the first person who gives that reason is very late. The minhag is an old minhag, and the first person who gives it is almost the last of the Rishonim, and that's the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel, in his Parish of the Haggadah, applies to Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam to explain why we pour out the wine for the Esra Makkah. So be sure you understand the hierarchy here. The teaching of Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam, the Malachim shouldn't say Shira, that's in the Bavli. And even then, you have a Machlekes in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi how to learn the Drasha. But the Bavli never gives that as a reason for half Hallel. That is given by a Medrash Harninu, which is quoted by the Shibalei Lekin. Moreover, the Gemara doesn't even mention the minhag of pouring out wine for the Yeser Makos. That is mentioned as an early minhag, but only the Abarbanel is the first one who says it's connected to Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam. And what he's doing is, he's taking a Maimer Chazal that was dealing with Kriyas Yamsuf, and he's applying it to Ten Makos. And Rav Shimshon and Feld Hirsch later also popularized it. Rav Shimshon and Feld Hirsch used that reason a lot, how the Jewish ethic is compassion even for our enemies and everything else. Now again, it's a little hard to stem. I mean, with the Seder, after benching, we open up the door and we say, Shvoch HaMascha, pour your anger, pour your wrath on all the nations, right? So it's a little hard to say that we have so much Rachmanis. Okay. But it's important to know in your own mind what the Gemara says and what the Medrash takes from the Gemara and what the Abarbanel takes, you know, from the Medrash. These are different levels and the like. So the question that I want to raise is this. The question I want to raise is that L'chaira, if you go with the Shibalei Leket, that the reason I don't say a full Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach is because of Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam. So why do I say a whole Hallel on the first day of Pesach? L'chaira, the first day of Pesach was Makas Bechoros. The first day of Pesach celebrates the ten Makos. Efrat, the Abarbanel says, on the ten Makos Gufa we have a Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam, which is why we pour out the wine. By the way, if you don't learn like the Abarbanel, the reason why we pour out the wine with the finger, that's why it's done with the finger, is simply a remez etzba lokimi, that's the makos are the finger of Hashem. So fakir, it's as if we say wine is symbolic of the prosperity of Egypt, and we're showing how they were nilke, right? The opposite. It's not our joy being diminished. It's a remez to how Hashem destroyed them. Okay. So the question is, on the first day of Pesach, we seem to be particularistic. We celebrate what happened to us, our hatzlacha. What happened to them? Gesinta hate, they deserved it. It's only on the last day of Pesach that all of a sudden we become, as it were, we become universalist concerned. In other words, why is there a taina of Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam only on the last day, and then Chol HaMoed gets dragged down with the last days, and we don't have that on the first day? So I want to give you two teretz today, and I'll give you a third teretz later, which is a longer and a deeper teretz. One teretz is like this. Rav Chaim says the following. This is a more of a Lumbish Atheros. Rav Chaim basically says, when you look in the Dinam of Hallel, there are two different factors that are machayev you to say Hallel. Why am I chayev to say Hallel? There is a Hallel that you're machayev to say because of Yom Tov, Kedushas Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov is machayev you to say Hallel. And then there's a Hallel you're machayev to say because you were Nitzel. Klal Yisrael was saved from a nes. There is Hallel Mitam Yom Tov and Hallel Mitam Nes. Now let's identify. Sometimes Hallel only has a Yom Tov aspect and not a Nes aspect. Sometimes it only has a Nes aspect and not a Yom Tov aspect. And sometimes it has both. Let's consider, for example, the Hallel of Hanukkah. The Hallel of Hanukkah is not because it's a Yom Tov. Hanukkah is not a Yom Tov. The Hallel of Hanukkah is only because a Nes happened to cause. It's not the Nes of the oil either. That's not why you say Hallel. You say Hallel because of the Nes of being Menaseach over the Yavada. And Klal Yisrael was saved. So Hanukkah is an example of Hallel that is not mitam Yom Tov, it's only Hallel mitam Nes. Now, if so, why is there no Hallel for Purim? So that's the Gemara Megillah asks. Either because Kriyas HaMegillah is the fulfillment of Hallel, or because even after the miracle of Purim, we were still vulnerable to Haman, not to Haman, but to Achashverosh. Or we don't say Hallel on Nisim that happened in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, that's still right. But Hanukkah is Hallel Mitam Nes. Now, what's an example of Hallel that is only Mitam the Yom Tov, the holiness of the Yom Tov? Sukkos. Sukkos, we were not saved from any sakana. But Sukkos is a Zman of Kedusha, so we have to have Hallel. Now, Pesach is the one Yom Tov where you have the combination, the confluence of the two different mechayvim of Hallel. You have Hallel mitam Yom Tov, because Pesach is a Yom Tov, and you have Hallel mitam Nes, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Based on this mahalach, Rav Chaim says the following. Rav Chaim says that why does the Gemara give a different reason than the Shibboleth Lekhet? The Gemara says we only say half Hallel because the Korbanos are the same. Shibboleth Lekhet comes up with the reason of Maisa Yaday Tavu Bayam. Why do you need both reasons? Rav Chaim says there's actually not a Machlekes. You need both reasons. Because the Gemara and the Shibboleth Lekhet, which quotes a Medrash, are asking two different questions. The Gemara is asking, since every day of Pesach is a Yom Tov, just like every day of Sukkot is a Yom Tov, you should be chayav every day to say Hallel Shalom because of the holiness of a Yom Tov. That's the Gemara in Erechin's Kasha. Now, on that Kasha, you can't give a teretz. Maisa Yaday Tavu B'Yom. Because I'm not saying Hallel because of Hashem saving me. I'm saying Hallel because it's a Yom Tov. So on that, the Gemara's answer is, every day of Sukkot is a separate Yom Tov. Every day of Pesach is not a separate Yom Tov because the Korbanos are the same. And therefore, Mitam Yom Tov, Hallel on the first day will cover me for the Yom Tov because it's all one Yom Tov. But the Shibboleth Lekhet is asking the following. Ein achi nami, the Gemara in Erechin answered. Why you don't have a separate Hallel mitam Yom Tov? But since Shvi Shel Pesach had a unique and distinct miracle called Kriyas Yamsuf, we should say a full Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach, not because it's a Yamsuf, because that would be subsumed in the Hallel of the first day, but because of the Nes, like Chanukah. On that, the Shibalei Leket's answer is, Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam, Year of Chaim's Mahalach. So, based on Rav Chaim's Mahalach, it turns out like this. I had asked Akasha, so according to Rav Chaim, why do you say Hallel on the first day? What about Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam? The answer is, Hallel on the first day is because of Yom Tov, not because of Nes. And the Mela, the Taina of Maisa Yadai, doesn't apply. And with Rav Chaim, you have a beautiful yishuv to the Taz's kasha, because the Taz asked the kasha and the Shibalei Leket that if the reason I don't say Hallel on the seventh day is because of Maisa Yadai, then I ought to say a full Hallel on Chol HaMoed, right? And the Taz had to answer that we don't want Chol HaMoed to be better than Yom Tov. But like Rav Chaim, it's kabbalistic. Of course you're not going to say Hallel. In other words, Lagabe Chol HaMoed, the Gemara in Erechin is a perfect teretz. It's not a separate, right? Chol HaMoed is neither a separate Yom Tov because the Karbonos are the same, nor is there a separate Nes. So for Shteitzah Chol HaMoed will be covered by the Hallel of the first day. It's only the seventh day of Pesach that we need Maisa Yadei Tavu B'Yam. That's Rav Chaim's teretz. Okay, so that's a very Gevaldike teretz. That the Hallel of the first day is Mitam Yom Tov. It is not Mitam Nes. Now I understand, in a sense, this is a little circular because the Yom Tov itself is because of the Nes, but nevertheless, the Hallel is because of the Kedusha Zachanuk, not because of the Nes intrinsically. Shvi Shel Pesach, however, in which Al Yom Tov you wouldn't say Hallel because of the Gemara in Erchin, I still have to come on to the reason of Maisa Yadai, why you don't do it because of the Hallel Mitam. Hallel Mitam Nes. Okay. So that's teretz number one that you can give B'Shem Rav Chaim. Now I'll give you a teretz number two, which also they say B'Shem Rav Chaim, although this I don't think is written down anywhere. And that is, you know, you asked the Kasha already, and I mentioned one teretz, like the Yerushalmi, and that is, well, wait a second here. Maisa Yadai Tavu Bayam, we're not supposed to praise the Egyptians. I'm sorry, we're not supposed to praise Hashem for destroying the Egyptians. What about Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir, right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? If the Malachim couldn't do it, how could we do it? Now, putting aside the Shibalei Leket, let's ask the Kasha Stam aside. The Gemara, this is already the Gemara itself, forget about Shibalei Leket. The Gemara says the Malachim couldn't do it, weren't allowed to do it. If the Malachim weren't allowed to do it, why were we allowed to do it? That's a kasha directly on the Gemara. So one of the answers that's given is the following. There's a chiluk between the beneficiary, the person who directly benefits from the miracle, and another entity. If Hashem saves my life, even if it's by destroying another person, I have the right and I have the obligation to be grateful. I'm not praising Hashem in the abstract. I'm expressing gratitude that I'm alive. So, Oz Yashir is direct hakaras hatayif to the Ribono Shel Olam. When there's direct hakaras hatayif, there's no taina maisa yadai tavu b'yam v'atemayim mimshira. I'm being makir taif for what you did to me. But that's only mitzad Yisrael. The malachim who themselves were not beneficiaries, they're not being makir taif, they're mishabeach. So Hashem doesn't want shvach if it's maisa yadai tavu b'yam. Now, that's in the Gemara itself, right? So there's a chiluk between Am Yisrael and the Malachim is Am Yisrael who directly benefited from Kriyas Yamsuf. They are expressing their Hakaras HaTayif, Yeah? The malachim who did not benefit are Stamazai praising Hashem. Hashem doesn't want praise. Hashem wants gratitude, but he doesn't want praise when people are dying. So based on this chiluk, we have the following beautiful words. What does the Haggadah say about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Each person must, there's a special chiyuv, each person must regard himself as if he himself was taken out of Mitzrayim. Chayav Adam Lirais Etzatzmai. So the reason I can say a full Hallel on the first day of Pesach is because on the first day of Pesach, I am like the Jews at Kriyas Yamsuf themselves. I myself benefited from Hashem's redemption. Therefore, I have a chiyuv of Hakara Satov. But by Shvi Shel Pesach, again, this is a shtick of Chiddush, the din of Chayav Adam Lirais Es Atzmei Gilu Yatza is going on Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is no chiyuv that each person must regard himself as if they were personally taken through the Red Sea. So the Kenech is the following. Lagabe the first day, I am like the Yidden after Kriyas Yamsuf who said Oz Yasher. Lagabe the seventh day, I am like the Malachim, where there's a tiny of Maisa Yadai. You hear the word, because the Chayav Adam Lirais Es Atzmai is a Chayav only by Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. Right? So maybe that would be a good teretz as well. So Gabi Yaz Yashir, Hakara Satay, Pamachli, right? So that's a Mahalach.
Why would we say
Yaz Yashir? Oh, we say it every day, you mean? We say it every day. That's a taina, but it could be that, you know, keep in mind that we never say legamri that we're not mishabeach Hashem. I mean, after all, even on Shvi Shel Pesach, we say half Allah. In other words, but there has to be some recognition of human suffering, and that recognition is by not saying a whole halal. So legabri being maskir or shvach, you know, some shvach we can be maskir, and our filu hachi we can be maskir. Now, I'll mention yet another teretz. There's a lot of interest to this question, and that is the following. Do you remember another medrash? The medrash says that when the Yidden were crossing the Yamsuf, so the pasuk says, Hamayim lahem chayma, the water was a wall, two walls, miminam, to their right, umismolam, and to their left. So the word chayma in the Torah is written without a vav. Now without a vav, the word chayma could be read as if it said chayma. The water was angry. Why was the water angry? Because the water, or the angel of the water, said to Hashem, Ma nishtanu elu me'elu? Why are the Jews more deserving of redemption than the Egyptians? Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Well, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. They're all Avdei Avodah Zarah. We call this a kitrug. There was a kitrug against Am Yisrael. And Hashem Kavyachal had to defend himself, or defend us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, yes, right now they're not worthy, but they're eventually going to be Mekabel the Torah, etc. So it could be like this. It could be that the taina of Maisei. Let me go back a little bit. So there's a kitrug by Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, why wasn't there a kitrug by Mitzrayim? By the ten makas, we don't find the Malachi Yashari say, why are you punishing the Jews and not punishing the Egyptians? I'm saying the other way. Why are you punishing the Egyptians, not punishing the Jews? In other words, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, there is no kitrug. There's only a kitrug by Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Meshech Chachma says, an interesting thought, the Meshech Chachma says that even though the Yidden and Mitzrayim were Avdei Avodah Zarah, except for Shevet Levi, They had zechuyos of achdus and avas Yisrael. They didn't change their name. They didn't change their clothing. They spoke Hebrew. Those are indicators of achdus and avas Yisrael. So he tainas that when there's achdus and avas Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater, even over the sins of Avodah Zarah. And that's why we were worthy of redemption. By Kriyas Yamsuf, the achdus broke down, because in the panic of the moment, everybody was looking for their own strategy. So when the achdus breaks down, there's a kitrik. There's a kitrik. So Mimela, al pi v'meshech chachmas svara, you could say the following. When is there a taina, maise yadai tavu b'yam? Only when we're no better than the people who were killed. Meaning, we're saved and they're killed, and we really didn't deserve to be saved. So Mimela, what gives us the right to be happy when they die? But when there's no kitrud, meaning we have zechuyas which are above them, the name of Chinan, in other words, the taina of Maise Yadai Tavu B'yam is makushar with halalu evzei avodah zarah, halalu avodah zarah. So when we were better than them, then there's no taina that we could be fully happy. Actually, that's yet another malach. Okay, but I just want to end with a very, very short word from the Gra, gevaldige, gevaldige word. You could pass a chumash there at the end of the day. Thank you. In Perek Yedalet Pasuk Chapeis, there's a pasuk that says, "Vayavo b'nei Yisrael b'toch hayam b'yabasha." B'nei Yisrael went into the sea, which became dry land. V'hamayim lam choma, the water was a wall. Miminam u'mismolam, to their right and to their left. This is pasuk chaf beis. I look a few psukim down to pasuk chaf tes, just seven psukim later. U'bnei Yisrael hochu b'yabasha b'toch hayam. Hamayim lam choma, mimi namu mismala. So question number one is, why do we repeat the same idea twice? What's the purpose of the repetition? But question number two is, it's not a complete repetition. Pasuk Chaf Bey said, v'toch hayam b'yabasha. Pasuk Chaf Tes says, v'yabasha v'toch hayam. And number three, the double entendre that Chazal darshan, choma and chema, because there's no vav. Choma without a vav is only in pasuk chaf tes. Pasuk chaf beis, chema is with a vav. So it could only mean wall, it cannot mean anger. Three kashas. Why is the pasuk repeated? Why is there a shinoi? Tochayam yabasha, yabasha tochayam. And why is choma in the first pasuk with above, and in the second pasuk without above? So the Gra says, Kavaldeh, very, very nice, that the two psukim are talking about two different people. The first pasuk is a remez to the Mesiras Nefesh of Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was willing in the moment of panic, when most of the Jewish people lost emuna, to jump into the water, and the water went up to his neck, and some say up to his nose, and the water split. And people like Nachshon ben Aminadav, there's no kitrug why are they deserving of being redeemed. He's meiser nefesh because of his emuna. So the first pasuk chafbeis, the yavo b'nei Yisrael b'teich hayam. B'yabasha. What does that mean? They jumped into the sea, which became Yabasha. On them, there's no chema, there's no anger, there's no kitrud. And that's why Choma is spelled only with a Vav. But Pasuk Chav Tes is talking about the rest of Klal Yisrael, that we're not willing to go into the water until the water splits. Vayavayu v'yabasha v'tochayev. They went in when it was already dry land. They did not have that emuna. And that's why the word chayma is spelled without a vav, because there's that remez in the Midrash that there was chayma halalo evde avayda zara. Halalo evde avayda zara. Here's a Ramam, it's beautiful. So all three kashas are answered in one fell swoop. That's the two psukim amarames to the two different groupings. Now, you also know the famous Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes all the shiduchim, and a shidduch is as hard or as miraculous as Kriyas Yamsuf. So why is a shidduch compared to Kriyas Yamsuf? So some people say that just like Nachshon Miriminadav had to be willing to jump into the water and have emuna that Hashem will take care of him, so too in a shidduch, sometimes, you know, we have to be Isaac and Ishtadlis, but we sometimes want everything to be perfect. We make up a list of 150 things, and if somebody only has 149 and a half, they're no good. No, I have to see that this is perfect for me. Sometimes you have to be like Nachshon, be willing to jump in and believe that Hashem is going to help you. So, it's Hashem. Okay. All right, have a good day.
Yeah. Is there a Midrash that says that they took Atzmos Yosef and placed it up or right before the Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Yamsuf said, oh, because Yosef was against his teva, I'll be against my teva.
Yeah, this is the pasuk. We say in Hallel, Hayam Ra'a, the sea saw something, Vayanos, and it fled. That's Kriyas Yamsuf, like the sea fled by splitting. So according to the Midrash, Ma Ra'a, what did the sea see? It saw Arono Shel Yosef, and it doesn't explain why, but you're offering one of the explanations, that the sea basically said, my teva is not to split, my teva is to flow. Yosef was miskaber over his teva, you also must be miskaber over your teva. So Ra'a, Arono Shel Yosef. Okay, good.